Friday, February 5th, 2010, in Oroville. News, interviews, and announcements with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea and Varun. And the weather, clear skies, 22 to 28 degrees centigrade, northeasterly winds, 14 to 28 kilometers per hour. Here are a few moments from Wednesday's jazz concert with Edmund Held on trumpet, Mishko Mba on bass, and Holger Jetter on violin. Fresh look has been taken by Oroville Council Housing Service and Funds Assets Management Committee at some of the current trends related to the use of houses. These points have been made. Stewardship means someone caring for an Oroville housing asset. In Oroville, housing assets are not considered as private property. Orovillians can be the steward of one housing asset only, the one in which they choose to live. If an Orovillian is stewarding more than one housing asset, be it either a house or apartment, that asset is to be allocated to another Orovillian or newcomer by the housing service in consultation with the steward and closest neighbors. In collaboration with L'Avenir d'Oroville, communities with low density and large open areas should actively be encouraged to welcome new building in their community if water and electricity infrastructure are present. Should Oroville have its own petrol bunk? A topic discussed years ago, but the situation has changed significantly. A petrol bunk has been allocated to the Kulapalium area through a rural development scheme, so there will be a petrol station on the plateau. The question is, should Oroville own it? The Indian Oil Corporation has offered this station to Oroville as a unit of the foundation, and if Oroville does not take it, another party will surely do so. Consider the following. Oroville should be making things easier for the users of renewable and non-polluting sources of energy. It should not make things easier for users of polluting fossil fuels. Would Oroville's image as a society working towards a higher level of environmental consciousness be damaged, sending the wrong message? This could be slightly offset by charging a green tax on all purchases, but this means the fuel would be more expensive and the petrol station would still be seen to be encouraging the use of fossil fuels. A petrol bunk could be an easy target for antisocial elements living in the vicinity, but on the other hand, the petrol bunk could be located beyond the greenbelt in a suitable area. And Oroville could ensure that pollution risks are reduced to a minimum using compressed natural gas and any other alternative fuel. And cash wouldn't be needed. Holders of an Oroville account could pay via financial service. Question: will Indian Oil provide the required infrastructure to start? It seems very likely that sooner or later there will be a petrol bunk on the Oroville Plateau. Feedback welcome. Write RAS Service, that's the Resident Assembly Service, RA Service, at oroville.org.in. And this from the mother. The difficulties that come to you are exactly in a proportion to your strength. Nothing can happen to you which does not belong to your consciousness and all that belongs to your consciousness. Even the things and suggestions that come from outside can touch you only in proportion to the consent of your consciousness. And you are made to be the master of your consciousness. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact OrovilleRadio.org, and thank you for listening.